You want people to be able to understand and trust you enough so that they, you know, Brian, you know, I can do that for you. Sure, I can help with that. When I come to you for the third Saturday in a row, say, I need you to work tomorrow. Can you help me? And they, you know, you want them to say, sure, because you know that I may give them time off later on. Or you want them to say, oh, doggone, Brian, he's asked me again.
Good day, and welcome to another HIMSCast podcast. I'm Bill Sawicki, Managing Editor of Healthcare IT News, a HIMSS Media publication. Today, we'll be digging into leadership, specifically how necessary healthcare leadership skills are changing for CIOs, CMIOs, and other health IT leaders after the industry-changing events of the COVID-19 pandemic. My guest is J. Brian Bennett, Executive Director of the Healthcare Center of Excellence. One of the specialties of the center is leadership skills. Welcome, Brian.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So thank you very much, Brian, for sharing your deep expertise in healthcare leadership today. I really appreciate it. I've got some questions for you, so let's just dive right in.
All right, I'm ready.
First up, let's start at a broader level. How has the pandemic changed the ways the healthcare C-suite has to approach leadership?
Well, what the pandemic brought out was that, you know, there's more than one working model. You know, before everyone has to be in the office. And, you know, I've worked with companies that said, you know, you have to be in the office because they didn't expect people to be working when they weren't there. So the biggest change is you have to balance between in the office, remote working, and hybrid working. And those are, you know, the three different leadership skills that are needed for that. You know, in the office, it's easy to build relationships with people. You see them all the time. You can talk to them, walk up to them. But when you're remote, you have to kind of schedule the interactions, you know, so like the Zoom meeting like this, you know, or, you know, in hybrid, you have to try to get them to come in the office for a day or two of the week or something like that. So, and you're talking about, information technology, it's a lot harder to do people remote because of the security issues. You want them in the office as much as you can, but you don't want people logging in to even through a VPN sometimes because it's not 100% secure. So it's going to take a lot of different leadership approaches, and not everyone can work remotely either. You know, if you want to go with that kind of model, you know, I've been working remotely for over 20 years. And, you know, I have a discipline, you know, I know what I'm going to do, so I'm not disturbed. But some people, you know, watch TV, you know, play radio, all kind of stuff. So.
Okay. So now a little more specifically, how has the pandemic changed the way healthcare CIOs, CMIOs, chief digital officers, and other health IT leaders how has it changed the way they have to approach leadership?
Well, something that we've been really working on this year and trying to get the word out about to people is they need to embrace what we call leadership resources management. And what that is, it's a data-driven approach to strategic leadership resources management. It's more of a quantitative, you know, and most talk to most people when they look at managing leadership is all by, you know, some interviews or something like that. You know, in fact, when we did a survey recently, asked people, how do you manage your progress in your leadership development programs? Number one answer by a long shot was by, you know, follow-up interviews. The number two answer was none. So people need to be more diligent in how they're going to manage your leadership resources. And it is a resource. And, you know, having good leadership is going to make the companies with good leadership are going to be most successful than the ones who don't have it. So it affects your decisions on who you're going to hire, who you're going to retain, the promotions, assignments, and so forth. And then to minimize it, just having someone's opinion. You know, for instance, you know, if I did an interview with someone, I could say, oh, this person's ready, you know, promote them and so forth. And you could talk to them tomorrow and say, well, this person's not ready because there's so much bias and so forth in an interview, how they ask questions and how that person even feels on that same day, on that different day. So it's best to understand the leaders and implement strategic strategies to help them to maintain and promote them and move them throughout the organization.
Excellent. So what are some new or changing skills that these healthcare leaders require in this industry that's been altered by the pandemic?
Well, you know, the biggest one I see is they're going to have to become more empathetic. They're going to have to understand, you know, where their followers, what their personal and professional needs are going to be. You know, they have to address the whole person now. You know, whereas before you just tell them what to do, you know, that worked for a long time, then it got to be a little bit more, you know, empathy in their relationship. But now it's required. You know, you need to get people to, you know, understand who they are. Because, you know, I tell people, you want to build up credits for that go to the wall moment. Okay. So if you go to the wall moment, you know, in baseball, in the center field, this is the last week of baseball season. Okay. Besides the playoffs, the go to the wall moment is when the fly ball goes up, the center fielder runs to the wall and he's going to either catch the ball or he's going to maybe catch it and bounce off the wall, or he's going to bounce off the wall and get hurt. But he knows that for the good of his team, he has to go to the wall. So you want people to be able to understand and trust you enough so that they, you know, Brian, you know, I can do that for you. Sure, I can help with that. When I come to you for the third Saturday in a row, say, I need you to work tomorrow. Can you help me? And, you know, you want them to say, sure, because you know that I may give them time off later on. Or you want them to say, oh, doggone, Brian, he's asked me again. You don't want that. You want them to want to do that. And so you know, with a lot of the remote and hybrid working situations, you want to get them in the office. You need that personal connection is what people are missing during the pandemic and what's needed now. If they don't have that, you know, it's easier for them to leave then. So, yeah, you know, I recommend, you know, having a meeting in the office once or twice a week, you know, just have that connection. And, you know, incent them a little bit. I used to bring donuts for my team in the office. So that they have something. And one of the leaders one of my clients, what he used to do for his weekly meetings is he would give out aces to people. He'd either find a box with all aces in the card deck with all aces, or, you know, buy a bunch of decks, give cards and give out the four aces. That costs, you know, $2-3 for a deck of cards. But that recognition he gave people during that meeting helps, you know, build that trust and that development along the way.
Good. Very good. So what must these health IT leaders do to excel as leaders once the pandemic is in the rearview mirror, once we're beyond the pandemic?
Well, the pandemic it's going to be here for a little bit longer, but what they have to do now is they have to start planning for the future. Because there's going to be another crisis. It's going to either be another pandemic. It's going to be something. It could be weather related. It could be all kinds of things. It can happen. So they need to plan for how am I going to address this when it happens again, and not if it happens again, but when it happens again. It may not happen, but most likely it will. I'm not trying to be a pessimist, but you know logic dictates that it's going to happen again. Something like that's going to happen again. So as it gets into the rearview mirror, they need to work on understanding and managing the leadership better. So I talk about leadership resources management. You've got to be able to identify your best leaders. You have to be able to grow the next level of leaders and monitor the third level of leaders. And to do that, there's a certain strategy you can do. You got to figure out what the gaps are in your leadership, what they're missing, what they need to work on to become better and to grow as a leader. And those are challenges that, you know, a lot of leaders are not really equipped for right now, and there's not a lot of tools out there that can help them with that. So as you identify your best leaders, you grow them, you better engage your employees, manage them as individuals. You know, you can't manage everyone the same way. You know, I know when I manage my teams, there's some people I can just give the assignment to, and they can go and run with the job, run with the project, come ask me questions when they need to. And some people need someone to, you know, come talk to them once a day, say, how's it going? They can still probably do the job, but sometimes they just want that extra, touch point. So, and you know, the other thing of thing that's really popular right now, the term is quiet quitting. You know, quiet quitting has been around for a long time, to be honest with you. People have been going there and doing the bare minimum for years. It's not something that's just come up new after the pandemic. But what you have to do is you have to recognize the ones who are actually quiet quitting from the ones who are uninspired. So when I worked on a project for Microsoft several years ago, helping to build their analytics department, we had two career paths. We had the career path for the ones who wanted to be promoted, and the ones for the ones who just wanted to be a data analyst all their life. They didn't care. They don't want the hassle of being a manager because, management is not easy to do. It's sometimes a pain in the butt sometimes. So you have to have those career paths. You have to manage people differently like that. And I think that's going to be the things they have to do. They have to, manage the leadership resources and manage people differently for the ones who are not going to grow into leaders.
Well, that's very helpful. I think our listeners are going to get a lot from this. That wraps up our discussion. I'd like to thank, again, my guest, J. Brian Bennett, Executive Director of the Healthcare Center of Excellence. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Bill.
And for all of our listeners, stay tuned for another HIMSS Cast podcast coming your way very soon.